This is Passion with Dr. Lori Vetito on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
My guest tonight is Kate Houston of TrySweetTalk.com. She's here to help us figure out a way to get your dating profile to stand out. Studies show that the number one method used to meet new people, guess what? The internet. Are you a single person? Do you want to know how to go about it all? Are you concerned about creating an online profile? Do you question, like, what do I include? What do I omit? What kind of pictures do I put up? How safe is this? What do I do? Where do I start? Joining us is Kate Houston of TrySweetTalk.com. She helps people put their best foot forward online, and she can help you tonight. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good. I should say welcome back to the show. Tonight, I do want to talk about some of the do's and don'ts, how to begin.
Actually, even as a writer, writing your own profile is really difficult. So I do have some tips. The first thing I can suggest is you really have to take stock of yourself. You really have to look at what your benefits are. I come from a marketing background, and so I do advertising.
Right.
And you don't put an ad out and not say anything. And I've noticed that in some of the profiles. Like I've got, there are people who will put out, if you want to know something, just ask. It's
right.
Just not enough to show up online. You have to put a picture up. That's another thing. Never put out an ad out without a picture. I would not suggest that you don't put a picture, although I do see some with just the headline.
So that's an absolute must, right? The picture, I guess it just eliminates a whole lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, people want to know what they're getting.
What about the age of the picture? Because that's a complaint I've heard from many, like that picture is way older than what you're presenting here.
Well, that's not honest, you know, and I know, I mean, you can't get people to be honest. Let's hope that you are. But my feeling again is buyer beware. Do not invest until you meet them. You might, you know, have fun with it. You might arrive and the person doesn't look anything like they said. They might be crazy for all you know.
But yeah, that's what people are worried about.
but meet in a public place.
Well,
really not. Don't take it too seriously. Take the first couple of dates not too seriously. You have to be discerning. A lot of people, I mean, I think the brilliant thing about online dating is that it is a process. And if you go through the process carefully, you avoid a lot of the difficulties. Like initially you read the profile and then you start emailing. If the emails and the profiles don't add up, you know, you're starting to look for inconsistencies. That'll
right.
give you a clue. Those are little red flags. You might make a couple of calls before you actually meet. That'll give you some red flags or not.
You know, people are notorious for ignoring red flags, you know. And I think in this situation, you really have to, you have to be more cynical about it, in a sense, right?
Absolutely. Well, actually, that's the beauty. You know, people, there's argument back and forth. Is it safe? Is it not safe? But the thing is, you know, when you go to a party, you meet somebody through friends, and I think sometimes you have a false sense of familiarity because you've met them through friends. Whereas online dating, hopefully, you know to be a bit discerning. These are all strangers to you.